I'm going to tell you a tale about the antelope tree. The antelope tree, long ago, was a tree that, guess what, produced antelopes. It was known for its kindred spirit, and how everybody loved to pick antelopes from its many boughs and branches. I was once one of those lads who enjoyed picking antelopes, and then we'd set them on fire, and then have a party. One day, evil people tried to steal our antelope tree, so we set out on a grand quest to get the antelope tree back. It was dangerous, and we succeeded, and soon we managed to succeed successfully. We caught the bandits who tried to steal our innocent little antelope tree, but those bandits didn't like the idea of being captured. We tried to hold them off from the antelope tree, but very soon they took over. Now that was a very dark chapter in the history of our life, and we were forced to employ guerrilla war tactics and also weaponry. We were very sad to employ weaponry, because weaponry can be quite dangerous, as it is a weapon. It was dangerous, but we succeeded. Back to the antelope tree we take our story, and we soon brought the antelope tree back to its rightful place in our hearts. And it was very nice, and we enjoyed our antelope tree for many years to come. Till one year, the antelope tree began giving sour milk. We didn't know why we were trying to milk the tree, but perhaps it was kind of like milkweed, and it was milkable. So, we began giving sour milk, and we needed to find a way to make the antelope tree give non-sour milk, preferably sweet milk or at least spicy milk. We didn't really care which one. Both of them were pretty good, you know. Sweet or spicy. So then, we employ the use of some magical wizards. These magical wizards were famous for the fact that they were both magical and the fact that they were also wizards. This could come in quite a bit of handiness if we were to make an antelope tree start producing the sourest of all the sour milk. So then, we made a little puddle filled with ketchup. We know that wizards are attracted to puddles of ketchup because they believe that using the ketchup, they can immortalize themselves. So then, we tried to lure them to the ketchup with the offer of ketchup, and the ketchup was indeed quite luscious and immortal. They arrived at the ketchup and we dropped a train on them. The train fell on them, and unbeknownst to most people, trains are actually the secret weakness of wizards. Magical wizards, to be precise. So the train fell on the magical wizard, and that wizard was sapped of its powers and useless. So, the powers absorbed by the ketchup, and we kept them for our own uses. It truly was a jolly time. We decided that we would use the jolliness of the magic kinship in order to free the antelope tree of its horrible predicament and let it see the light of another many days to come. And then we decided that the antelope tree was indeed in need of some manufacturing artistry. We went into the marketing business with our antelope milk, sweet and sour milk. It was pretty good for a while, until the wife of the wizard we killed came back from the dead wanting power. And power was appearing to be the order of the day for those people. So then, we decided to pick the antelope tree of its antelopes and use the antelopes as projectiles to take over the wife who wanted power. We intended to defeat her with the antelopes, and after a mighty struggle, we succeeded. It was a grand time for America, with the latest 49th state of Kinzatica being added. An antelope tree was recognized as a very good tree indeed. Now, let's sit down to a nice glass of antelope juice as we rest and remember and cheer on with pride for the vanquished enemies of us who tried to harm the antelope tree, the wizard's wife, those people at the beginning of the story who I don't really remember much about, and most importantly, the ravages of time. The end.